And welcome back to Livingston Parish News Weekly Show, a podcast brought to you by the Livingston Parish News. My name is McHugh David, publisher and editor of the news, and this is From the Cheap Seats, named apropos of the title that sports journalists gave themselves. You know, I'm not, you know, or that's what they call their seating arrangements anyway, and I'm going to let this gentleman introduce himself.
Hey, this is Rob DeArmond, sports editor with the Livingston Parish News.
And today we're talking jamborees. We missed last week because I had some scheduling conflicts that prevented me from sitting down with these two gentlemen. And we discussed that in David's show. But today it's volleyball and football jamborees. So let's slide through volleyball real quick before we get into the weeds with the Livingston Parish football teams, especially since two rivals are playing each other, which is going to be interesting. So first and foremost, let's start with volleyball.
Yeah, they'll be cranking up Thursday. We've got a few teams in, I think they're going to Woodlawn and another in Episcopal. I think the Walker's at Episcopal, if I'm not mistaken. But they're just kind of getting things going. You can check out our previews on these teams on the website here. Denham's got a lot of seniors coming back, which is kind of going to be a strength for them. Coach Doobie said they're really playing as a team right now. And the problem, and you don't want to call it a problem, it's good or bad, you know, because you at some points, I actually went and watched some scrimmage against Hammond last week, and you look down and you say, wow, I didn't realize you had this many people coming back. But the other part is you've got some of those seniors are having to sit on the bench and those rotations work out. But as she said, it's worked out. They're really supportive of one another. It's not like, oh, you know, why are we playing or why, you know, it's just, hey, there's a rhyme and a reason to what coach is doing. And that's kind of going to be a strength for them, I think. Went and talked to Doyle and Coach Ashley Burns. This is going to be their second year doing, you know, having a volleyball program. The plan originally was for them to go and do 2 years of JV, but they felt like they made enough progress in that first season to jump right into a varsity schedule this year. So that's going to be interesting. Kind of starting right off the bat, they'll start playing, you know, next week. And I think there's a couple inter-parish things with, I believe it's Doyle and Springfield or Doyle and Denham. I think they're going to be playing each other that first week. So we'll find out right away. Going over to Live Oak again, you're looking at program with some more veterans there, and they're kind of, you know, things are kind of starting to come together under Coach Tidwell in her third year. You're starting to see, we were talking, and they're just kind of doing practice. They've got their assistant coaches, but that's where you you kind of can sit and go, okay, I can kind of turn the practice over and let the players kind of, because they know what they're supposed to be doing, and the assistants are helping out, and you can see that kind of growth there. So same kind of thing with Springfield with Coach Hebert. Jennifer Hebert also in her third year. She's kind of looked at trying to get the kids to kind of play a little more over the summer, and they were able to do that. And, you know, again, it's kind of some of the same things over there. You know, she said, I could probably sit back and let the kids kind of run a drill or two. She said, not that I do it, but I could probably do it and they would be fine. And that's, another sign of maturity in that program from them. At Walker, Walker's got a new coach in Tyler Dixon. He was an assistant last year at Denham Springs. I think for him, the biggest thing he's looking for out of his team is some consistency right now. Coaching change and everything. And, I think I went on the first day of practice, and it was one of those, it had to kind of pull them aside a little bit and kind of hit the reset button. But it's, as they go in, they looking to be competitive in the district, pretty tough district there, but, they feel like they can compete.
So beyond the, so we're up to five volleyball schools here, yeah, in the parish, and Doyle taking the risk. Going with varsity in the second year.
It was, when I talked to Coach Burns last year, she wound up being the coach of the year, and we're kind of talking toward the end, and, you know, she said, yeah, we're going to make that jump and see what we can do. But, when talking to coaches who have played against Doyle around the parish, you look at them and you can kind of see, okay, they're going to be okay. You know, it's just a matter of getting out there and, what I noticed in looking at practice, it was one of those things where, you know, again, she had to stop practice, you know, just it, I guess the skill level, you can see it, it's kind of going up. So I said that to me, when you can stop practice and say, hey, this is not what we're expecting out of practice, that just shows you that, you know, the experience level, the skill level has kind of increased from where you were at this point last year.
So speaking of jamborees, moving into football, let's start with the absolutely interesting pair of Denham and Walker. So, you know, what were these coaches? I don't want to say what were they thinking. Clearly, they were all cool with this. But they'll be playing each other in a jamboree, and they also happen to be, you know, next door neighbor rivals, district rivals. You know, this is not something that happens normally.
No.
So tell us a little bit about your conversations with both of these coaches.
If y'all remember right, this is the second year in a row that these guys have squared off. Coach Beard and Coach Mahaffey have squared off, and I shouldn't say that them as coaches, but it's their teams in a jamboree setting. And it's kind of, you know, and they get along great. I haven't posted those videos yet, but Coach Beard kind of talks about Coach Mahaffey's Fu Manchu from a couple weeks ago. Just one of those things. And, you know, but they get along great. You know, they both each respect each other's programs. And it's one of those things where, you know, because I asked, I said, you could easily maybe shy away from it because you know you're going to see each other later. Both of them brought up the fact that they don't meet again until week 10. So
that's a big difference.
And at this point, you're trying to learn more about your team than you are the other team. And like both of them said, you know, Coach Mahaffey said, there's really no secrets. You know, we're not trying to hide anything. And at this point, you know, most of your schemes are going to be pretty vanilla. You're not going to show everything you have. And, you know, like Coach Beard said, he said it last year too. He said, if we're the same team we are in the jamboree than we are in week 10, then we're not very good coaches. The other part of it is you get to play in one of those rivalry games early. So you kind of get the feel for it. Also expecting a big crowd, which will give the kids the feel for that as well. The other part is that they're going to start around 5 o'clock with freshmen. It's going to be freshman JV in the varsity. So they'll get a chance to look at all, you know, three of their levels in their program. So it's and to be able to do it against somebody right down the road, you know, I think it fits the bill for all of them.
Sure. And you know, that atmosphere, a lot of people looking forward to football season this year.
Absolutely.
It seems like it's built up more this year than any past year, and I don't really have a reason for that.
You don't want to go back and look at, you know, the past couple of years, you've been looking at maybe not full crowds, and you know, you had the different seating arrangements during COVID, but this is you kind of, COVID's still there, but you kind of feel like things are getting back to quote unquote normal, you know, where you can just go out and do what you need to do. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing here.
And maybe it is. Maybe this is just sort of the first year people feel normal.
Yeah, I could be wrong on that too, but it's just that vibe. But it's here, it's back, you know.
Sure. So let's go north into Watson and talk about Live Oak. I believe they're hosting Hammond.
That is correct. Live Oak last week, scrimmage against St. Michael, they get two really big pass plays to kind of, they wind up winning 14-7. I think that the big thing for Live Oak and talking to Coach Westmoreland was that they just kind of want to get off to a faster start. Their first drive last week, didn't get anything going, had to punt, and then it winds up, if I remember correctly, St. Michael goes down, puts together, I want to say it was like an 18-play drive. They converted on fourth down four times. Including the touchdown was a touchdown pass on fourth down. So he said that's one of those things that we've got to be able to get off the field. So these are things they're looking at. Another, they get the ball back, go back down, and they're inside, you know, deep into St. Michael territory, lose a fumble. So he said those. He said not going to win very many ball games doing that when you get down there deep and cough the ball up. So those are things that they're looking at. And, you know, they're also looking at different guys in different positions. And, you know, he said this gives him an opportunity early to kind of look at some guys and some different looks. And he said in facing Hammond, it's just one of those things where Hammond's always got athletes and players, and he said it should give them a good test and kind of see where they are, you know, not only for now, but for down the road in the district they're going to play in this year. That's kind of revamped.
So that covers our 5A schools. Let's head east, and let's start with Albany, who's in an interesting situation. Had a COVID issue last week, abundance of caution, did not play their scrimmage against LaRonja, correct?
That's correct.
Another district pairing for a Jamboree, kind of interesting that's, there.
Yeah.
But they didn't play, obviously. So raring to play this week, who do they have for their Jamboree?
They're going to be part. They're going to be actually hosting the Albany Jamboree, which is moved to Walker. So they're going to start off with Independence and Barnado at 5 o'clock, and that'll be happening Thursday. Then it'll be Springfield and Grace King, and Albany will take on Sophie B. Wright. Talking to Coach LaGoria, he's just like, man, we're just ready to play. It's after taking that much time off, saw a couple of the guys from Albany at the Springfield scrimmage last Friday, and you know they see me and it's like, hey man, are you coming? It's like, yeah, I'll be there. You can tell these kids are kind of chomping at the bit, just kind of ready to go. I think as Coach LaGoria goes in, one of the big things they're looking at, he said the offensive and defensive front, especially on offense, they're running that wing T. He said our big thing is, can our guys block the right guys in different schemes? And that's, you know, he said at this point you get to where you're playing somebody different and you just want to see how the kids react in those situations, because it's a little bit different than, you know, your first team practicing against your second team. It's a more true situation, you know, because he said he feels like they're going to be good quarterback, running back, receiver. It's just how is that line going to hold up, and that's on both sides of the ball is kind of what he's looking at there.
Going south into 2A, Albany 3A, Springfield, you know, they've just had a tough time of it in the 2010s, mostly, you know, injuries and that kind of thing. And of course, dealing with COVID, year after COVID, what are they looking for this year, and who they have for a Jamboree?
It's like I said, they'll be going against that middle game tomorrow in the Albany Jamboree. They'll be playing Grace King, which is that's a 5A school, which is something that you know, in talking to Coach Surpass, he said that this is going to give us a really good test. They've got some good size, some good athletes, so they'll get to figure out where they are real quick. Heading into the season opener here. They scrimmaged last week against St. John of Plaquemine. They got the ground game going. Jatoris Buggage and Nick Fletcher, each of them scored twice on the ground. And, you know, going into the season, that's what he said was going to be. You know, he said, we know what we have in our ground game, and it's just a matter of trying to get that pass game going. And I think that's if they can get that clicking and get that kind of balance going, I think they're going to be okay with what they're doing and what we saw. You know, Jatoris breaks off like a 70-yard run, and, you know, Nick comes back on the next drive and breaks one for 30. So you've got a little 1-2 punch there that very, very effective in what they were doing running the ball last week. And they get a couple turnovers on defense. He said he was really happy with the way, you know, the gang tackling that they had. You know, he said there's still things to work on. You know, we can look at that run game and say we did great, but we also know there's things to work on. And I think everybody's in that boat at this point in the season.
So going to be interesting to see these guys play some action, you know, not some scrimmage action, but real action.
Yeah.
Getting a good look at their teams as we head into week zero of high school
That's
football.
It. This is that middle week where it can, you know, you got the scrimmage, and then that middle week, the Jamboree kind of ramps up a little bit. And then, you know, next week it's for real, folks.
Yep. Next week will be week one. And of course, we'll be right back here talking about some of the matchups those five teams face as we head into the regular season. Well, if you go ahead and introduce yourself, sir, as we wrap it up here.
Hey, this is Rodney Armand, sports editor with the Livingston Parish News.
My name is McHugh David, publisher and editor of the news. Appreciate you guys joining us for the Livingston Parish News Weekly Show. This is From the Cheap Seats, where we talk about all the sports going on here in the parish, especially as we head into the fall. And next week, we might actually have some cross-country to talk about as that ramps up. But for this week,
man. Yep.
Jamborees, that's what's going on. It's Jamboree season. Please remember the news is on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and YouTube. We are once a week in print on Thursdays at $7 a month to get that in your mailbox. We're also online, www.livingstonparishnews.com. one last time, we do appreciate you joining us, and we'll see you next time.